This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, June 11th. God's word for you today is faithful. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 18, verse 8, and it says, "But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on earth who have faith?" It's all about your faith. And in today's anchor scripture, Jesus says, when he returns, will he find people who have faith? Or will people have given up on God? Will people have looked at failures of perhaps religious institutions, government, family, or friends, or the attacks on personal life and giving up on faith? Or would people be importunate when it comes to their faith? Will people be empty of faith, or will people be full of faith? I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will not be empty of faith. You will be full of faith in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is because that is what faithfulness is all about. Faithful means full of faith. And God's plan for you is faithfulness in a faithless generation. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 20 says, "A faithful person will be richly blessed." The word of God is pretty clear. Do you want to be richly blessed by God? Be faithful. How can you be faithful in a faithless generation? We will start by looking at two things about faithfulness. Are you ready? The first thing that I want to share with you about faithfulness is God, the maker of heaven and earth, is looking for faithful people. God is looking for faithful people. God is on a mission to find faithful people. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord search back and forth across the whole earth, looking for people whose hearts are perfect toward him, so that he can show his great power in helping them." Every time you are faithful, God will find you to show his power on your behalf. Every time God finds you faithful, he demonstrates his power in your life. I pray that God will find you faithful, and as he does, God's power will be manifested and unleashed in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The truth is, everybody is looking for God, believe it or not. Even the people in nightclubs are actually looking for God. It is the vacuum, the emptiness in their lives that they are trying to fill. That is why they think more alcohol, more drugs, or perhaps more sex will fill it. But guess what? Only Jesus can fill that void. People who are attending vigils and having prayer sessions in the morning, afternoon, and evening are looking for God. Everybody is looking for God to smile on them. But guess what? God is also looking for two types of people. God is looking for faithful people, and God is looking for worshipers. So, if I am a worshiper and I am faithful, I have the two combined. I do not need to look for God. God will find me. God will find you. Is it easier to look for God or for God to find you? Let us pray. Father, give me a heart of worship and make me faithful. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.